Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rendon is going to has turned down $210 million from the Nationals. So you know what kind of neighborhood he's in. And you can't be better than he was. And, you know, then you have the Yankees who are clearly going to be aggressive, are going to go after one of these pitchers, but at what level? Would they get into a bidding war for Cole? Would they back off Cole and go for Strasburg? Which I think the more logical thing is, I like Bumgarner, but I don't think he wants New York. I don't know that, but I don't think he does. I also don't get the idea Cole wants New York. So I would think Strasburg would be the more logical guy for the Yankees. Just how I see it shaken out is I see him. Because I think Angels are going, they're going after this very aggressively. Maybe even more aggressively than the Yankees. And they have the advantage of the guy is an Orange County guy. So, you know, he's going home. And he can get his money. And clearly they're making a commitment to winning. So from that standpoint, I think that helps, you know. For the Yankees, I think it's Strasburg, and maybe with a possible fallback to Wheeler, which I don't think is a bad choice. I think Wheeler's a sneaky good pitcher. He goes deep into games a lot. I think on the Yankees, where they're going to score a lot of runs, a guy who's like that who can get deep in the game, and with the Yankee bullpen, he's going to win a lot of games. I think he could be a lot better than people think. And here's the thing. You know that the Boris guys are not going off the market early. So if Wheeler wants to move and his agent wants to move, Wheeler can own that early market with a lot of these teams saying, why don't I just lock Wheeler up? Because you know that Boris is going to wait with his guys. That's his MO. He doesn't move quickly. So it gives Wheeler a chance to really make a first round and be early with these teams and maybe get even a little bit better offer than he wants. Because why compete for a guy you might not get when you can lock up a guy who's a little better than you think, a little more dependable than you think, a little more durable than you think, and a guy who you can probably get at, well, with Cole, it could be 100 cents on the dollar. For somebody else, it could be 60 cents on the dollar. You know, figuring he's $20 million for, you know, a year for 5 years or something in that neighborhood. The Cole contract could be enormous. I mean, I think in a reasonable world, you're looking at $240 million. Reasonable world. 4 years, $240 million. Somewhere right around there. And when you're dealing with contracts of that size, a lot of things come into play. States with no state income tax come into play. So if the Texas Rangers are out there looking for somebody, I don't think anybody's going near Florida, but my point is that, and Tampa's not a player, you know that, but I'm talking about Texas comes in, no state income tax. And they're out there supposedly going to be players. The teams you hear that are going to be very prominent at the top with these teams are the Yankees, obviously, the Angels, the Dodgers, the Rangers, the Padres, and the Phillies. Those are the teams that you hear the most when you're talking about the big ticket items. Now, the Dodgers could be in on any one of these guys. Now, the Dodgers, they got a lot of issues. They got a lot of guys who are going to make a lot of money. So, you know, the Dodgers, Yankees, it impacts, clearly impacts, because they have a lot of a lot of guys who are about to make a lot of money and guys who are making money. So it's an issue. There's no question. Then you hear about all these guys who are on the trade market, you know, and you hear Betts, which I'm not sure. I still have to see them deal him before. I understand what they're thinking about. But is somebody going to break the bank for him when he's a year from free agency? See, Lindor's got 2 years to free agency. So you at least have some, you got some leverage there. You got some time. You know, Betts is 1 year. You have to know that you can just turn around and sign him to a deal. It has to be a team where it's not an issue. But if I'm a team and I could, you know, and I'm not talking about the Yankees. The Yankees aren't getting Betts. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about if I were any other team, I would be interested in a big way. From the Yankees, I need to be bringing in a bat that's on the left side of the plate. I'm sorry. If they're not, then I think they need to be thinking about why not. Especially with Didi gone. I mean, I'm figuring they're bringing Gaudy back, but they have to, if they're bringing a player in by trade, he has to hit from the left side or be a switch hitter. He cannot be a right-handed player. I'm sorry. He just cannot. They need to have some balance here. I mean, that would make no sense. So there's a lot of ways to look at it. It's going to be a very, very interesting time when it comes to this. It's going to be a fascinating time when it comes to as far as free agency, I can't remember a year where you had this kind of talent at the top. And as far as the trade market, there's going to be some very prominent names on that list that you keep hearing about. I mean, you're talking about very prominent players. And some of these guys fit in places where there are players already in place and a lot of options. I mean, the Yankees can play, as far as the everyday players, the Yankees can play this, they can play it a myriad of ways because of the floor, the Torres flexibility, the LeMayu flexibility, the fact they have so many guys. I mean, they have guys who can play third base, multiple guys. They have multiple guys who can play basically everywhere. But they do need to re-up Gaudy because they need somebody in the outfield who's going to swing the bat from the left side. I know they got Talkman, but they need Gaudy too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.